The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 477. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. And today is halfway to St. Patrick's Day. It is September 17th. And we're going to do a little, something what I haven't done yet, which was a St. Patrick's Day women's special. So this is a halfway to the Celtic women of St. Patrick's Day special. We're going to highlight many of the females playing Celtic music around the world. And we kicked it off with Friday Frolics. That's from their album Factor 3. They're out of Barcelona. And the track was called Assembly Point, and it features Marta Ponce on fiddle. Next up is Orla Fallon with Siti Nagomen from her brand new album, Lore.
Showing all the show, 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 showing all the show Father's garden. When a gentleman he came passing by, he stood a while and he gazed upon her, and he said, "Fair lady, would you fancy I?" Well, it's 7 years since I had a sweetheart. It it's 7 years since I did him see. And 7 more I would wait upon him if he's alive. He'll come back to me. Well, if he's sick, I wish him better. And if he's dead, I wish him rest. But if he's alive, I would wait upon him, for he is the young man that I love the best. Well, when he saw that his love was single, and when he saw that his love was true, he took out a gold ring they had between them, and when she saw it, she down did fall. Up into his arms, he gave her kisses quite tenderly, saying, I'm your young and single sailor, come from many miles to wed with thee. Well, if you're mine, young and single sailor, your face and features seem strange to me. But 7 years make great alteration. The raging sea between you and me. There was a lady in her father's garden, when a gentleman he came passing by, he stood a while and he gazed upon her, and he said, fair lady, would you fancy I.
After Orla Fallon came Karen Casey from her Seal Maiden, a Celtic musical CD that was Shoheen. Then came Sassenach by Dark Isle Piper from Shuvel. And finally, A Lady in Her Father's Garden by Aaron Ruth from her self-titled album. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Eli Sanchez replied to the Celtic Music Magazine email, I adore Celtic music. My daughters are Celtic descendants, and we really enjoy the music you send me. I do a little exercise listening to this beautiful music, or on the internet looking at pictures. This music makes me feel very happy. Thank you for sharing it. Greetings, Mark, from Mexico City. Jim Whitfield commented on Patreon, yay, a workout mix. Putting it on while I work it now. Back in the before times, I always listened to the podcast while at the gym. I'm very, very behind in episodes now because I'm very, very behind in exercise. I will do a long bike ride this week and I will listen again. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that. It is always nice. It is weird that how this throws off our entire podcast listening, any sort of listening experience. Virtually, you know, I work from home. So for the most part, this has actually helped some of my podcasts, at least the Celtic Music podcast. I listen to it a lot more because I am now running more and outside, and it's been great. So, but I hope it helps you, inspire you as you go out on your bike ride and whatnot. Brad Platt emailed a photo. I'm listening to the podcast now and making banana muffins. It is my banana muffin mix made in my trusty waffle iron. Oh, cool. The counter is a mess, but the muffins are tasty. I'm loving that word, muffin. Thank you. I love the podcast and listen to it almost every day as I deliver fence products all over the state of Utah. I've always been a fan of anything Irish or Scottish and was rather disappointed when I did my genealogy and realized I was English and Scandinavian, but I figure I've just enjoyed the land in between the two. Thanks for making the podcast. Don't ever go away. Thank you, Bradley. You can check out his picture in the show notes, CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 477. Next up, we have Finnegan's Wake. It's by the Merry Wives of Windsor. They have a brand new album that just came out. It's called Drink This Pub Dry, and I will be sharing a lot more of their music in the days to come. Here's the Merry Wives of Windsor.
Tim Finnegan lived in Watkins Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He had a brogue, both rich and sweet, and a rise in the morning he carried a hod. Tim had a sort of a tippling way, for the love of the liquor he was born. To send him on his way each day, he'd a drop of the crather every morn.
Whack for the lion, and see your partner round the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Hey, hey, hey!
One morning Tim got rather full. His head felt heavy and it made him shake. Fell from a ladder and broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. Rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed. A gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head.
Whack for the dono, dance to your partner round the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Hey, 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 hey!
His friends assembled at the wake and the widow Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought out a
lots of fun.
been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold girdle in store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. Well, I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me, nay, such a custom as you I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. Took from my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wine the best, and the words that she told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done,
and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son.
And when they caress me as oft times before,
then I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
Castle or a beehive, maybe I can turn into a hive.
lies around, so I ask the trees to send her greetings from the fairy round. The breeze promises adventure, and as we walk, I will reinvent her imaginary land of dreams here between the seams of now and fairy to fly.
After the Merry Wives of Windsor came Poison Dwarf with Stuart's Doodlesock, O-Matic, from Bolt the Door. That features Maylee Garcia on fiddle. Then came Ravens 3 from their album Flight. That was Wild Rover. And I was kind of curious. That features Audra Blankenship Pierce on lead vocals, Irish drum, and penny whistle, and Shauna Kennedy on fiddle and vocals. And it struck me, I was wondering how many women actually sang that song, and I found two. One was the Merry Wives of Windsor, and one was Ravens 3. So that was kind of cool to check out. Then came Anna Bosnick with Teach Me from her album The Ring, and finally Whalebone from their album Mirabilia. Now, one of the main members of the band is Charlotte Watson, who plays a variety of instruments, but the fiddle on that track was from their old fiddle player, Sarah. She apparently left the band in December of 2018. But if you haven't checked out Whalebone, they've got some fantastic music. I all instrumental and fantastic. It's just really good music. So go check it out. Celtic Podcast News. If you want to find out more about halfway to St. Patrick's Day and its origins to Arthur's Day, yes, Arthur of Arthur Guinness, you can find a link in the show notes. There's a website I put together called halfwaytostpatricksday.net. Also, the 2021 Sainted Celts collection is once again on sale in my store. It was only shortly available at the beginning of this year, and this offer will not last very long. So you can order yours today. Follow the link in the show notes. I'll also send a bonus CD of mine when you order from now through October 15th, 2021. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your contribution also allows us to support the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival, which will be coming back on September of 2021, and the Texas Scottish Festival, which just announced their 2021 dates, April 30th through May 2nd. A special thanks to our newest patrons, Brooks Smith, Trixie Horror, Peter Alexander, Joel Smith, and Tom Purvis. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And I want to remind you to join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation. We are still planning our Celtic Invasion of Scotland. I'm going to take a small group of people to the banks of Loch Lomond, and I would love it if you join us. You can go to CelticInvasion.com to find out more details. Well, when they become available. I actually haven't released any details yet, but you can at least sign up to the mailing list to get notified. All right, next up is Jiggernaut. This is Martyr from their album The Well, and it features Deanna Smith-Scotland, the late Deanna Smith-Scotland, on vocals, guitar, percussion, and Linda Rolfe plays fiddle. Here's Jiggernaut.
There's a monkey on your back. It's always someone else's fault when your love jumps the track. Cashing in on rewards you've never earned. You can walk on the ashes of the bridges you have burned. Clinging to the glory of your past. Searching for love you know will never last. Still using all those same stale lines. You have cried wolf too many times. Oh hell, undisputed king of pain. You curse the sunshine. Stand out. It's the second time today. Suffering is your stock in trade. Misery is not fate, it's the choice you have made. Pull out the nails, get down off that cross. Add it up so the world can marvel at your love. Oh hell, undisputed king of pain. You curse the sunshine. Stand out in the rain. Nothing ever goes your way. Sky is falling. It's the second time today. We'll be right back.
has fallen. It's the second time today. Make sure that everyone knows the price. Yourself is selfless, unending sacrifice. It's a subtle empty sneak attack. It's the straw that broke the martyr's back. It's the second time today. Take all that you can borrow, use it up, spit it out, leave
Rock a minute, she is going easy now and may hear.
After Juggernaut came The Rowan Tree from their album Kohler's Gold, that was Minor Jolly, features Laura Garcia on flute, piano, accordion, and vocals. Then came She's Gone on Awan by Kylie Carey from her album The Art of Forgetting. And if you're wondering what that melody is, I think it's called Down to the River to Pray. I first heard it through Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But of course, this is sung in Irish. Then came Screaming Orphans from their album Sunshine and Moss. That was Mary from Dunglow. This is, of course, an all-female band. Not just all-female, all sisters. Four sisters from Bundoran, Ireland. Joan Diver, Angela Diver, Grania Diver, and Marie Teresa Diver. You got drums, bass, violin, guitar, keys, accordion, and, of course, vocals. And I'm loving this new album so far. They have so many good tracks on it. So if you haven't gotten a chance to get it, go do that right now. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. And if you did, please share the show with 17 friends for halfway to St. Patrick's Day, right? Just directly tag them and say, hey, you should hear this episode. It's a fantastic show. I'm just going to speak, you know, from my own perspective. But the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the album, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. All right, I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and we're going to finish up with Mrs. Ferris's Pig House Collection. I love the name of that band. They are out of Croatia, and I think they split up actually in 2018. But this is Newery Highwaymen. It features Tina Miskovic on Boron, Margareta Piljic on violin, and Anna Markovinovic on vocals. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you again soon. Sláinte.
In Newry town I was bred and born. In Stephen's Green now I lie in scorn. I served me time at the saddler's trade. I always was a roving blade. I always was a roving blade. At 17 I took a wife. I loved a dear root and I loved me life. And so to keep her both fine and gay, I went off robbing on the King's Highway. I went off robbing on the King's Highway. I never robbed the poor man yet, nor lately caused anyone to fret. But I robbed lords and ladies fine. I carried the gold home to me heart's delight. I carried the gold home to me heart's delight. sorts and sweet liberty.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Keltfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.